Chapter 13, Personal Meditations on Humility. For daily meditations, follow this guide. Preparation. 1. If possible, kneel where you do your meditation. 2. If possible, do your meditation before the Blessed Sacrament. 3. Begin the meditation by saying the prayer, Prayer Before Personal Meditation, located on page 116 in Chapter 12. 4. Be aware that God is watching you and listening to you. 5. With your imagination, do a mental representation of the place where that meditation would happen or where you would see yourself in that meditation. For example, you could on the first meditation imagine yourself standing before the throne of God, or if the meditation is on the incarnation of Jesus, you could do a mental representation of the Nativity. This will help your imagination from wandering off while you meditate. 6. Ask God for the special graces you want to obtain from this meditation. Body of the Meditation. 1. Reading. Read the text attentively, pausing to listen to God's voice in each word. Read only one meditation per day. 2. Intellect. You have to reason and think slowly about the truth or mystery upon which you are meditating. For example, what should I consider about this subject? How should I behave from now on? What conclusions should I draw from my life? What difficulties will I have to endure? What reasons do I find to conclude this? What means will I use to overcome these obstacles? How have I behaved on this point? 3. Will. This is the most important part of the meditation. Exercise your will through pious affections, petitions, and resolutions. A. Affections of thanksgiving, praise, humility, love of God, compassion, adoration, offering, repentance, unlimited trust. B. Petitions. Implore God for the necessary graces for our perseverance, our salvation, and our sanctification. C. Resolutions. We should judge our prayer has been good if it leads us to live a better Christian life. Otherwise, it is a failure. Because of this, we must make some resolutions, which must be practical, concrete, that we put into practice on the same day, having confidence in God's help. Dialogue. Simple and familial conversation with God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Saint Joseph, Our Lady, or any saint. This dialogue should be done with total confidence, as when a friend talks to another, letting the heart expound itself, speak at length, and pour itself out. Conclusion. Say the prayer, Prayer After Personal Meditation, found in Chapter 12. Meditations. A person of prayer shows his humility as one who acknowledges his own profound wretchedness and the greatness of God. He addresses and adores God as one who expects everything from Him and nothing from himself. Consider the humility of the Son of God, God Himself, who came down from heaven into the chaste womb of a humble virgin. Pray for true humility of heart. Make every effort to root out, as far as possible, all pride, as well as vainglory and self-satisfaction. Keep ever before your mind your countless faults and your little progress in virtue and holiness. Through vanity, many people run a black market to acquire their own artificial personal worth. Jesus said, "He that follows me walks not in darkness." We must imitate the life of Christ and his virtues if we would be truly enlightened and delivered from all blindness of heart. This should be the primary study in our lives, to meditate on the life of Jesus Christ. We frequently hear the gospel and are little affected by it because we do not have the Spirit of Christ within us. The man who completely understands the words of Christ must work to make his whole life conformable to that of Christ. Chastity is the humility of the flesh, which subjects itself to the Spirit. Exterior mortification is the humility of the senses. God grants holy purity when it is asked for with humility. Consider how humble Christ was to be baptized by John the Baptist, as though he were a sinner in need of cleansing. He, The one who is perfect and free from every stain gives mankind all the graces necessary for salvation. Humble yourself and be submissive to all mortals, even your inferiors who wish to instruct or correct you. Do you feel lonely? Does everything annoy you? Must you always complain? This is because you are isolated by your selfishness. Come closer to God. There is among us no place for the lukewarm. If you humble yourself, Christ will enkindle in you again the fire of His love. You are not one to give in. You're not just the ordinary Joe. You, a sheep-like follower? You have to realize that you were born to be a leader, a saint. Humility, we must never forget, is founded on the truth. It really is a matter of truth. It observes the rule of right reason according to which a person has a true opinion of himself. This true opinion is the knowledge of our inherent nothingness. When the humble man looks upon himself in relation to God, he can, in all truthfulness, choose the lowest place, as our Lord told those who were invited to the feast to do so. What good would it do you if you could give a magnificent sermon on the Trinity, if you lack the virtue of humility, and therefore are displeasing to the Blessed Trinity? Magnificent words do not make a person holy and just. Only a virtuous life makes us pleasing and dear to God. It is better to have contrition than know its definition. If you know the Bible by heart, memorized the encyclopedia, can quote all the great minds of the church, what would this profit you without the love of God, His grace, and forgiveness? If a friend of yours points out to you traits which make you hard to live with, and you are convinced that he is mistaken, or you think, he just does not understand me, this is a manifestation of pride on your part. If you remain in this prideful state, you will never change. You lack the decision to seek holiness above all else. Have you ever thought of how humbly Jesus makes known the sadness of His heart to the apostles? He permits them to feel and see His human weakness. Do not be bold or arrogant in the face of temptations. Instead, humble yourself by seeking and following the sound advice and wisdom of others. When we have faith, our minds become humble. We renounce our own judgment and submit to the final decision and authority of the church. When we are obedient, we humble our will, which is given up to the will of another for the sake of the truth. Thank God for the very special favor, for giving you the feeling that you are nothing. Never assume that everything people say has some hidden meaning. By being so touchy, you are limiting the action of the grace of God. Do not be concerned about who is on your side and who is not. Your only concern should be that God is with you in everything you do. If you have a good, clear conscience, God will sufficiently defend you. For he that God helps, no man's wickedness can hurt. Maintain your peace by quietly suffering, and you will, without doubt, see that the Lord will help you. He already knows the time and the way of delivering you. Therefore, you have to leave it to His care. Many times it is very good for keeping us humble that others know and rebuke our faults. When we are humiliated because of our defects, we then more easily satisfy others and quickly settle those who are angry with us. To the humble, God reveals His secrets and sweetly draws and invites them to Himself. When a humble person receives a scolding, he can maintain interior peace because his eyes are fixed on God and not on the world. Don't think you have made any progress until you see yourself an inferior to all. Why is your manly spirit so crushed when you find yourself caught in gossip and scandalous talk, which you really don't understand, and which you never wished to be a part of? Suffer the humiliation that this type of situation causes you, and let this experience compel you to think a little more. Have you given much thought to the humility of Christ when He was prostrate on the ground, praying to His Father with tears? He burned with such great love for us that He sweated blood to make satisfaction for us, although He Himself is the all-powerful and all-holy God. In every challenging situation in life, turn to Him in humble prayer. Out of love for Him, spare yourself in nothing. We have a natural desire to know things, to learn, but if we do not have the fear of God in us, what does all this knowledge profit us? An average man that serves God is better than a proud philosopher who, neglecting himself, considers the great plan of heaven in his studies. The man that knows himself well is mean in his own eyes and is not entertained with being praised by men. Get rid of the excessive desire of knowing. You will find too much distraction and deceit there. Those who learn many things have great desires to look smart and to be called a genius or very intellectual. This is the vice of vanity. We can learn many things, most of which will benefit our soul very little or not at all. People who give all their attention and time to things that will not serve his salvation are very unwise. Using many words does not satisfy the soul, but a good life gives ease to the mind, and a pure conscience will have a great confidence in God. The more and better you know, the more heavy will be your judgment, unless your life is also more holy. If you are depressed when you see your faults and vices, or are embarrassed when others notice them too, you have no foundation. You lack humility. Ask for real humility. Consider how humbly Christ surrenders his will to the will of his Father with the words, "Not my will, but your will be done." And how humbly again Jesus is willing to be strengthened by the consolation of an angel. Bow down, therefore, before the lovable will of God, and when things seem to fall down upon you, interiorly or exteriorly, look for grace and peace from on high with a humble and submissive heart. If you have convinced yourself that you know many things and understand them well enough, you better also convince yourself that there are many more things of which you are very ignorant and have no understanding. Don't be arrogant and high-minded, but instead recognize your ignorance. Love to be unknown and esteemed as nothing. This is the greatest science and most profitable lesson, to really know and despise ourselves. Never have any opinion of yourself, but always think well of and praise others. This is wisdom. Are you worried about the false or critical things people might say about you? It would be a lot worse for you if God left you. Keep on doing good. Don't look back.